Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is back. Tom, of course, the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that gives you everything you want to know about exchange-traded funds from soup to nuts, with the benefit of also having some of the trend following and trend tracking capabilities that Tom talks about here on the show. If you want to learn more, we'll go to the website or follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Deutsche X Trackers MSCI Eurozone Hedged Equity ETF. Ticker symbol DBEZ.
DBEZ. The Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Eurozone Hedged Equity ETF. Again, DBEZ. Europe now. There's a lot of people that would say maybe not so much, but it has had a little bit of a rally. So is this a trend play, a rally play, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I think it's both. I think it's a trend play. I think it's also a rally play, and it's also a currency play. You've got a situation, Chuck, as you mentioned, we've had a rebound here in the U.S. since the lows in February, but we've also had a decent rebound overseas. Central banks play a big issue here, a really key part, because we're in the U.S. We've already begun the rate hike process with the Fed, and just recently, the Fed has guided us that maybe again in either June or July, we'll see another rate hike. They're still not taking it off the table that the European Central Bank might continue to ease. They're going to do all they can to try to pump up the government, pump up the economy, pump up jobs over there. And they're actually trailing the U.S. in all those areas recently. So with all that being said, that does help profitability as companies grow and get more earnings, which should help the market in Europe. However, easing and that monetary easing doesn't do well for the local currency. It actually brings it down in value. Where, on the other side of the pond, we're seeing the Fed actually hike rates, which boosts the value of the U.S. dollar, especially compared to the euro. So these currencies are working in opposite. If you invest overseas in a mutual fund or an ETF, you're actually investing in that local currency. So you're making a bet if you buy a European mutual fund or a European ETF that euro is actually going to do better than the U.S. dollar. So in this case, it gives you an opportunity that even though you may think the equity portion of that investment might do well, you can actually hedge out the currency risk. And I'm not saying move all your money out of non-hedged positions where we may be at the beginning of a long-term trend of the dollar going stronger. But at least with an ETF like this, you can be currency neutral. So, for example, if you happen to have a European equity ETF that you know is pegged to the euro, you could sell half and buy this ETF, which would actually negate any type of currency risk.
Yeah, this is an important thing for people to understand, because it's not necessarily just a straight out, hey, let's go, I want to buy Europe or I don't want to buy Europe. The currency side here is really important, because if the Fed raises rates, well, that basically means that the dollar is going to strengthen against foreign currencies. That means that even if the stocks that this invests in do well, well, the currencies that they're denominated in are going to depreciate. So if you're not hedged, guess what? You're losing ground in terms of what's going to happen when everything gets converted back to dollars. this is the side that, you know, what people always talk about when rates happen is, hey, rates go up, bonds, you know, bond prices change, right? This is the other side of that, right? This is the stock equivalent in Europe and beyond.
It's so true. And Chuck, there's a whole generation that really hasn't seen this type of environment. We've had, and we've enjoyed, 30 years of declining rates here in the U.S. If you go back decades and you look at periods of time when the dollar was appreciating, and what that does compared to foreign currencies, it can be devastating to a portfolio if you don't take into account what currencies can do. So I think there's going to be more discussion about it. We've been talking about it for years, and you know, we have seen some appreciation in the dollar compared to foreign currencies, but it just might be in the third inning. So the bottom line is here, and this is really, I think, what you tend to get to at the end of our discussions, Chuck, is how do you use it?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a buy and hold long-term portfolio, go and look at your foreign allocation. Go and look at your foreign equity mutual funds or ETFs. And if you've got a Europe position, diversify into half within that currency and half hedged against that currency. And I think that'll work well. There are a lot of companies like Deutsche Bank and like WisdomTree and like BlackRock's iShares that provide these tools. Some provide tools that will hedge against global currency declines. But this is something that if you haven't dug into yet, it's really worth it, because in the coming years, we're going to continue to see stronger dollar, weaker foreign currency.
It's the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Eurozone Hedged Equity ETF. You said it's above the 200-day moving average. If it crosses back below, is that a sell signal that kind of waver, or no?
Well, if you're a trend follower, yes. If you're a long-term buy and holder, again, it's a currency hedge strategy. So it's something that you need in your portfolio.
There you go. Again, the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Eurozone Hedged Equity ETF, DBEZ. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor of ETFtrends.com. Go to the site for more information. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. Follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Well, that's a great way to start our Thursday edition of the show. But there's much more to come, so settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in just a moment.